Every year, more than 1,000 Indigenous children leave their communities to go to boarding schools. But senior community members from one Aboriginal homeland in the Northern Territory are questioning whether money raised for scholarships could be better spent educating children on country. Georgia Hitch reports.
Yananmul Mununggura is one of the directors of the Lenapoi Homelands Association, which provides community, health and ranger services to 30 homeland communities in East Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory. She's also a fierce advocate for improving education outcomes in the region.
It costs around 70 or 100,000, or maybe even more, I don't know, to cost a child, one child, to board away from home, when that money could be well spent in our communities.
That's right.
That's the area of improvement that we want to see, and funding coming into the homelands as well as our community schools. We want to see funding for new teachers as well.
Richard Stokes from the Australian Boarding Schools Association says interstate education shouldn't be seen as the competition.
So what they're trying to do is raise money to give kids an opportunity to go away to a school and get a different opportunity.
One of the organisations raising money is the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation. It supports 500 secondary students at some of the most prestigious boarding schools across the country, both in metropolitan cities and smaller regional areas. The foundation's CEO, Andrew Penfold, says in reality, the scholarships they offer cost significantly less than people might expect.
So the average cost for one of our scholarships per student per year is around $20,000. And that figure includes all of the costs associated with boarding and tuition fees, incidentals, uniforms, books.
According to a 2013 review, the cost of schooling a child in a very remote area in the NT was over $1 million. Andrew Penfold believes diverting scholarship money wouldn't help communities, but would instead deprive children of opportunities they might not get otherwise.
And these are families who have been making these choices because they want their kids to be able to, you know, live in two worlds and be culturally competent in two worlds, and to be able to build their skill sets and their education capabilities so that they can actually contribute back to their communities and become role models for those communities.
But for children who don't want to leave, their education is funded by the territory government, either at a community school or by teachers who go out and teach in the homelands. In a statement, the Education Minister, Selena Yubo, said the government wholly supported the rights of Aboriginal children to attend school on country, and that it's focused on working with remote communities to give them greater control over local education. It's a plan Yananmul Mununggura welcomes.
The funding agencies, government, they have to give that control back to us, back to the Yolngu people on the ground. We know what's best for our children, and we want them to give us that control so we can take care of our own.
Lenapoi Homelands Association Director Yananmul Mununggura ending that report by Georgia Hitch.